NPR's business news starts with global unemployment figures. We usually focus on American unemployment, which has been going down, but world unemployment may hit record levels this year, according to an annual report by the International Labor Organization, which is forecasting that up to 202 million people who want work will be out of work around the world this year.
Those numbers beat out 2009, which had been the worst year for unemployment so far. The report notes that while the jobless crisis started in the developed world, three-quarters of the newly unemployed are coming from developing nations, mainly in East Asia, South Asia, and Sub-Saharan Africa.
Let's move now to Japan, where that country's central bank has announced a new and ambitious monetary policy. It has set a goal of inflation. It wants inflation, 2% inflation, following years of ongoing deflation.
The Bank of Japan will follow a plan similar to the U.S. Federal Reserve, increasing its purchases of government bonds and other financial assets to help stimulate inflation and economic growth.
Economic growth, that's the important part there. But critics note that Japan already has a 1% inflation goal that it is not meeting, and has rising debts valued at more than twice its gross domestic product.